Good morning. It's Monday, April 8th. Here's what we're working on. The total solar eclipse is set to begin its journey. We'll have live coverage from Niagara Falls. Niagara police charged two people after a man's body was discovered in a St. Catharines home. And we now know the date of Pat Sajak's final spin on Wheel of Fortune. Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Morning Live. Before we get to Brian with a look at today's weather and traffic, you'll notice I'm solo today. Tim is back from vacation, but not with me. He and Emily Vukovic are in Niagara Falls now for the countdown. Simone Gavros is also in the falls, and she'll join us shortly. But first, let's join Tim and Emily to find out what it's like in the dark there right now. Welcome back, Tim, and hello, Emily.
Good morning. Morning. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, it's dark and it's chilly, but you know what? It's going to be a great day here today. Yes, I am the sunshine, I know. Tim, you can always count on you for something out of the tickle trunk.
What a way to come back from vacation.
Right? Good,
goodness, ready to live from Niagara Falls. This is fabulous, though. And the buildup has been coming and coming. Yeah. And I missed kind of the last week, the buildup. But we've been talking about it for a while, and today is the day.
There's
even though it's silly o'clock, just after 6 o'clock here in Niagara Falls, media is we're on a platform overlooking said falls with like media every couple of feet.
So I feel like we need to be quiet because there's like another media right there talking, and I'm like, oh no, she can hear us.
But this is just the start,
yeah,
right?
This is because just the beginning of it all. We're talking over 100,000 people are going to be flocking to Niagara Falls today to see this event.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool to be here this morning to kind of get everything started and get going with this momentous day and historic day for so many people.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it.
The other question is, and the pressure's on all the weather people about what is going to happen there, because how about like yesterday? You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Could this be eclipse day?
Can we change it?
Yeah.
Possible? And let's talk about traffic too.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's going to be a bit of a nightmare getting anywhere today. So Brian's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, well, I think what I'm going to do today is wear my glasses all day so nobody knows who I am because of the weather forecast for the day today. We're looking at a lot of cloud cover, unfortunately. We're going to call this a mainly cloudy sky, unfortunately. You're right. After the day that we had yesterday, what a glorious day with that sunshine. We got to 14 degrees. Today, the clouds are going to roll in. I mean, it's mainly cloudy right now. We could even get some shower activity for the latter part of the morning into the afternoon as well. So we'll have to watch that and see. We're hoping that the cloud won't be completely overcast, but we're hoping to get a bit of sunshine in there as well so that we can enjoy the eclipse a little later on today. But today's high should hit 17 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be even warmer, but the instability settles in pretty much for the week. So we'll talk about the forecast coming up. Quick check on traffic this morning, 403 Waterdown Road. Nothing to see there. Very light volume, not a lot happening. To our MTO traffic cameras, just give you a few. Centennial Parkway, not a lot to see. Top of the Skyway, Appleby Line, all doing fine. I do just want to dip into Niagara, St. Catharines along the QEW, heading toward the falls. Not a lot here at the 405, so not a lot of traffic just as yet heading toward the falls, but that will be different a little later on. All right, we'll look at weather and traffic coming up right now, the news.
Okay, and Niagara Falls, let's go back, because that area has been prepping for this day for months. Simone Gavros joins us live from Table Rock with more on what people, if you're heading to the falls, can expect.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, we're about 8 hours away until that solar eclipse window begins here. And right now, there's not that many people here in the area, but these hotel rooms are filled with people. So we're expecting thousands to flock here to this area to view this moment together. Now, the city has been gearing up for well over a year, but these plans have been in motion for about a couple weeks actually they've been gearing up for this. Now they are expecting thousands of people to arrive here today. And just to give you an idea, about 150,000 people were here to watch Nick Wallenda walk across the falls back in 2012. So the city is expecting more than that this time. Now Niagara Police, Niagara Parks Police, EMS, and all levels of government also have many emergency plans in place to welcome all these people here today. Now our drive-in this morning at 3 a.m. was smooth sailing, but Niagara Police are expecting significant delays today on the way in. So keep in mind these road closures. Niagara River Parkway is closed from Morrison Street to Fraser Hill, and stretches of Morrison, McRae, and North and Murray Streets will also be closed, as well as Portage Road. That's starting at 11. Now, there are going to be a number of parking lots available to park in as you're making your way into this area. There is going to be a shuttle bus that'll bring people here to Table Rock to view the eclipse, but keep in mind that parking enforcement will be in effect today. Annette, I'll send things over to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, in other news this morning, two arrests have been made after a St. Catharines man was found dead in a home last month. The body of 32-year-old Jonathan Cronkright was discovered March 9th. Friends and family found him after he disappeared at the end of February. His body was in this house on Raymond Street on the second floor. A 34-year-old man and 33-year-old woman have now been charged in the case, one charged with causing an indignity to a body, the other with neglect. Both have bail hearings set for this morning in St. Catharines. Niagara police say foul play is not suspected in Cronkright's death. Niagara Falls man has been charged after a sexual assault in a Costco in the Falls. Niagara police say they've released this photo of him because they believe there may be other victims. Police say Costco employees detained a man after he was seen acting suspiciously around young female customers. Police say one was touched, quote, for a sexual purpose. 79-year-old Kim Chan Pham has been charged with sexual assault. The OPP are asking witnesses to come forward after a deadly weekend crash in Brant County. Two passenger vehicles and a transport truck collided Saturday morning on Highway 403. That's between Rustacres Road and Middletown Line Road. A 33-year-old man from Milton was killed. Four others were sent to hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the transport truck was not hurt. The Ontario government is offering 2 years of free bereavement counseling to family members of first responders who have died on the job or by suicide. The families of police officers, firefighters, paramedics, dispatchers, and provincial correctional service workers are included in this act. It's called the Ontario Immediate Family Wellness Program. Family members can access crisis support, counseling, and therapy by phone or online. The Federal Industry Ministry says nuclear power is a key part of Canada's renewable energy expansion. François-Philippe Champagne says international companies are looking for a renewable energy supply in Canada. He says nuclear power could satisfy that demand, along with hydro, wind, and solar power. The Canadian Nuclear Association adds that nuclear power is not dependent on weather conditions like solar and wind power are. Quick look at sports right now. The Brantford Bulldog season is over.
The 67s go to round two against the Oshawa Generals by virtue of a 6-1 win in game six to win the series 4-2.
The Ottawa 67s scored, as you heard it there, 6-1 to knock out the Bulldogs out of the OHL playoffs in Game 6 last night at TD Place. Toronto Blue Jays looking for a win against the New York Yankees before they come home to open their season tonight at the Rogers Centre.
2-2.
Their plans didn't go as planned as Giancarlo Stanton hit a tie-breaking grand slam in the third to beat the Blue Jays 8-3 for their eighth win in 10 games. Toronto finished 4-6 on their season opening road trip. They will finally return to the newly expanded and newly renovated Rogers Centre tonight, where they will host Seattle in their home opener. In the NBA, Emmanuel quickly had a double-double as the Toronto Raptors dunked the visiting Washington Wizards 130-122.
They respond. They did a nice job of closing out that quarter.
Quickly, great job slithering through traffic and getting to the iron.
Slithering.
Quickly finished with a season-high 31 points as the Raptors won back-to-back games. RJ Barrett of Mississauga scored 22 points. Kelly Olynyk of Kamloops, BC added 21 points for the Raptors. Now, Toronto's next home game is tomorrow night. They play the Indiana Pacers. Coach Dawn Staley and South Carolina have finished a perfect season, ending Caitlin Clark's historic college career in the U.S. with an 87-75 win over Iowa in the NCAA championship game.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
The South Carolina Gamecocks were 38-0 and have become the 10th Division I team to go through a season without a loss. They did that after they lost all five starters from last season. Iowa's Caitlin Clark scored 30 points in the game, including a championship record 18 in the first quarter. She will go down as one of the greatest players in NCAA history.
Hey, well done doing sports there. Yay! Okay, let's get you into this Monday morning, 8th of April. It's 6:11 here. Getting a little bit busier now at the 403 and Waterdown Road. We always check our exclusive camera first of all, but, you know, it's still moving okay. Let's go into Niagara and see if there's any volume on the roads yet. This is St. Catharines, of course, QEW at Niagara Street. Pretty light volume still at Ontario Street, all the way through the 405 junction, so you're not seeing any problems with traffic volume yet in the Niagara area. If we flip ahead, let's check the top of the Burlington Skyway Bridge. Nothing there. That's pretty much very light volume. A little busier here at Cawthra, but not by an awful lot. So things are moving nicely. Temperature has moved a little bit as well. We were 4. We're now sitting at 3 degrees. Bit of a northeasterly breeze. And we do have a mainly cloudy sky at the moment. So we're going to have to keep our eyes on that sky for a little later on. And, of course, we're keeping our eye on the times for the day. And you can see how it arcs its way up the total eclipse right across southern Ontario. And for us, it looks like about 20 after 3 for the Niagara Falls area. The whole event should start shortly after 2 and last till about 4:30. But as far as totality is concerned, it's going to be about 20 after 3. It's that frontal boundary that's getting closer to us. We had that clear break throughout the weekend, which was gorgeous, but there's that chance of showers with the cloudy skies. Skies will clear tonight, wouldn't you know it? And then tomorrow we're looking for possible showers and thunderstorms as that frontal boundary goes through. But today, we are looking at a mainly cloudy sky, but mild. 13, 14 for Niagara, 17. A little bit cooler for Halton Peel, Toronto. 10 and 12 degrees today, but yeah, mainly cloudy. Tonight, skies will clear. 1 for St. Catharines, but otherwise mild. 3, 4, 6 degrees around the rest of the horseshoe. And then tomorrow, we're looking at 20 degrees tomorrow for St. Catharines. 16 to 19 degrees, even 21 for Brantford, Kitchener, and Guelph away from the lake. But it'll become cloudier as the day goes on with chance of showers and thunderstorms for the day tomorrow. So out the door, 8th of April, mainly cloudy right now. It is mild. That's above seasonal. Temperature right now at 3. Long range coming up. Annette.
Okay, coming up in business news after the break, more issues for Boeing over the weekend while a Quebec aircraft maker is dealing with its own struggles. And a major automaker has to take over quality control of one of its subsidiaries. 6:16 on your Monday morning. In overseas trading, the Canadian dollar is down a couple of basis points this morning to 73.56 cents U.S. Gold is up $8.70. Crude oil is down 56 cents to $86.35 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe, markets are up across the board, London, Frankfurt, and Paris, with a triple-digit gain in Germany. In Asia, the markets were up today in Tokyo and Hong Kong, but down in Shanghai. Checking North American markets, they will open up after on Friday. The TSX gained 213 points. The Dow was up more than 300, and the NASDAQ up by almost 200 points. Well, about 1,300 unionized workers at the Airbus assembly facility in Mirabel, Quebec, have rejected the company's latest contract offer. Airbus says there's still a gap between the union's demands and the current financial capacity of the A220, which has not yet reached break even. The workers rejected the company's first offer about 3 weeks ago. The union has said its members are concerned that proposed wage increases are below the inflation rate. There's been another incident on a plane made by Boeing. A Southwest Airlines flight that had left Denver for Houston had to make an emergency landing in Denver after an engine cover fell off during takeoff. It hit part of the plane's wing. FlightAware says the plane returned safely to Denver about 35 minutes after takeoff. The airline says the Boeing 737-800 landed safely. The passengers headed to Houston were put onto another flight. This is the second mishap for Southwest this week after a flight from Texas was canceled on Thursday because of a report of an engine fire. The new president of one of Toyota's subsidiaries, Daihatsu, says its parent company will oversee model certification to rebuild trust after a safety testing scandal. The president says Toyota will lead product development and procurement. His predecessor at Daihatsu resigned after the allegations of widespread cheating on safety testing came out last year. A third-party review found there were violations, such as testing just one side of a car instead of both, and that had gone on for decades. Production at the small car maker was halted by a government order in Japan until proper testing can be done and a system is set up to prevent a recurrence. Only some production has resumed. Facebook's parent company, Meta, is accused of censoring a nonprofit newspaper for publishing a critical report about the company. The controversy started last Thursday when users noticed that all links to the publication The Kansas Reflector had been flagged as a cybersecurity threat and their posts were removed. Meta has apologized and called it an error, saying what happened had nothing to do with the publication's criticism. But a day later, users who tried to share the critical column on Facebook, Instagram, or Threads were shown a warning that it violated community guidelines. A Meta spokesman later said that the block links were because of a security error. Well, a Brazilian Supreme Court justice has added Elon Musk to an investigation in the spread of fake news. The justice says Musk began a disinformation campaign about the top court's actions, most notably when Musk said the social media platform X would not comply with the court's order to block certain accounts in Brazil. Elon Musk recently wrote that the platform would lift all restrictions on blocked accounts, adding that principles matter more than profit. The court says the investigation into Musk is part of a larger effort to break up a network of digital militias who spread fake news and threaten Supreme Court justices. Okay, taking a quick break right now. Brian is going to be back with your traffic and your 7-day forecast. Of course, that includes this afternoon's cloud cover.
6:23, Monday morning, Eclipse Day. We'll talk about that coming up. First of all, I want to focus in on the Niagara area to see if there's any volume at all. Nothing QEW Glendale, absolutely nothing at Martindale. Here's the top of the Garden City Skyway, the east camera, looking fine. Oh, look at some red in the sky out there in the distance. Let's wrap ahead to some other cameras. Centennial Parkway, nothing to see. Basically, it's pretty light volume all the way around the horseshoe. Oop, that camera went bye-bye. Here's the QEW at Cawthra. So as you can see, there's nothing going on. All right, let's check some of the temperatures that we have at the moment. Hamilton, well, we were 4. Now we've dipped to 3, but 5 Grimsby and Mississauga, 7 for Toronto. All right, seasonal temperatures this time of year. 10 now for the daytime high. We beat that yesterday. We'll beat it today and tomorrow. Those are our sun times for the day and our records. And yeah, we are looking at chance of a shower today. Now, that's the path of totality. And it goes right across Niagara Falls, as you've been hearing. And I mean, we're not that far away, but it does tend to drop off as you go further to the north, the amount of the eclipse that you'll see. So, you know, we're right in the totalitarian, totality, I suppose, totalitarian. There's a good one, to 90%. So it looks good. We just got to get the clear skies, and it doesn't look like that's really going to happen for the day today. Mainly cloudy skies is what we're going to have, and there's a chance of a shower as well. But 17 today, 4 tonight. Tomorrow, 19 degrees with chance of showers. And look at the showers. The rain continues. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday gets cool, but a beautiful weekend to come. That's your forecast. Annette, Tim, Emily.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to throw to Tim and Emily in Niagara Falls. Did you hear Brian's forecast for this afternoon?
We did.
The totalitarian forecast?
It's like a government takeover.
We heard it. But you know, as it is right now, though, in Niagara, I mean, we're seeing, some clouds, but we're also going to be seeing some blue sky and a little bit of sunshine this morning, so we're kind of getting lucky.
Well, it was interesting, Annette, because when we first came in, let me get up here for a second, we were handed these. Everybody knows what these are. Yeah. You know what, the big old, like, Niagara Falls poncho.
Because, I was totally ready to sport
it all
day.
Like, the mist was everywhere. We got here at 4.
It was raining.
And then it's just kind of like, it's gotten so much better. Cue the birds over top.
Yeah.
I don't know. The vibe is really cool, man.
Well, and it's like Niagara Falls is one of those places where you kind of take it for granted when it's so close.
Yeah.
Like you don't recognize how incredible it is. And then you come here and you're like, oh, yeah.
That's why I think it's like today being so special to have it here with being the total eclipse in Niagara Falls and having so many people here and even all around Niagara too, because I know Fort Erie and Crystal Beach, that's going to be a special place too. So it's good to get the day started here, and we got some special guests coming up throughout the day too.
We do.
Mario Carr, the Hamilton Amateur Astronomers, he's going to kind of get into the nitty gritty of kind of some of the nerdy stuff that you might want to know for Eclipse Day. We got Jim Diodati. We've never talked to him about the eclipse.
No.
It's weird. I wonder what his thoughts are.
Yeah, he probably has a few, I would think.
And David Adams, who is the CEO of Niagara Parks, and they've been working so hard on this and getting this all set up for us. And,
you know, they've been preparing for a year.
Yeah, and
for
it was a whole weekend event. Like, this is the end of the whole weekend festivities for the eclipse and the expectations of what's to come.
Okay, we've got lots more to come. Thanks, guys, for checking in. We will be back right after this break with more on what to do if you're heading to Niagara Falls.